Okay, I'm gonna not worry too much about the about looking down at the screen, but we do need to get someone to confirm.
Which one is it for YouTube? This one?
So YouTube is up top.
Okay.
And SDC is down the bottom.
So we should start with our original disclaimer like we always used to do.
Do you know what? We haven't done that in the longest time.
Let's just do it for old time's sake.
Do we have any participants?
We have two, but they're probably gentlemen that are sitting there.
Yeah, probably.
So, guys, even if you are sitting there stroking it, can someone let us know if you can see us? Give us a thumbs up.
Yeah, so
if you can hear us, give us two thumbs up.
Before we do the disclaimer, let's just make sure that someone can actually hear what we're saying, okay. And we're a part of something.
Okay.
You're seven now, right?
Yes, just under seven.
How about that? Can someone please give us a thumbs up so that they know that we are being heard all the way around the world? Use your fingers on your keyboard.
Listen, boys, I know you're busy.
Take it off your dick.
There we go. Okay. We can see and hear you in Texas. Yay, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. So, my name is Marco.
And I'm Angel Renee.
And we are Miami Swings, the podcast, here to do a lovely chit-chat tonight. And our disclaimer goes a little bit like this.
If you're under the age of 18, please turn this off. This is for adults only.
I didn't put a microphone on the camera. We've got to start again.
That's okay. I'm going to chit-chat with everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've actually got to start the whole thing from the beginning.
That's okay, guys. You can just bear with us, but we've been so bad recently. We've been so excited to hang out with you guys and chat with you that we've been forgetting to add our basic disclaimers in the beginning, so we're going to have to do that one more time. But today, last time that we did a chit chat with you guys, we were so excited because you guys really kind of chimed in, and we love hearing your opinions and we love hearing your feedback. That's why we do this, is because we really enjoy the company of our lifestyle friends that we've made and that
okay,
we've made here.
So let's pretend.
So bear with us. We're going to do this one more time.
Hi, everybody. My name is Marco.
And I'm Angel Renee.
And we are Miami Swings, the podcast. And welcome to our little chit-chat tonight. It's going to be a fun one. We have a disclaimer.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But if you're under the age of 18, please turn this podcast off. It's for adults only.
Yes, it really is for adults only. So, if you're over the age of 18, please participate, chit-chat with us, send us messages, and be a part of this discussion. We have forgotten to do our disclaimer in a while because we've been so busy on SDC working with their program that we forgot that we do also put this particular show out on YouTube and iTunes, and the disclaimer is definitely a necessary.
Well, we can make that an edit. But listen, whoever's joined us, we've got 15. You guys are so sweet. Almost.
That's 15 couples.
Thank you for telling me, because if I do show one accidentally, we can't put this on YouTube.
Yes.
So thank you for letting us.
Yeah, Angel Renee has a really big habit of letting a nipple pop out. So if you're watching us on YouTube or on our live stream, please let us know, because we could definitely get into trouble for that.
I think they were excited, but thank you, because I need to know. So, Marco, Mr. Handsome Marco,
Angel Renee.
In a great mood.
Angel Renee, I'm in a good mood tonight. So let's just step back. 2 weeks ago, we did one of these, and we had actually had an argument.
He had an argument with himself.
I had an argument with myself, and Angel Renee happened to be involved in it. Now, this is actually a part and parcel of this discussion tonight, because in the swinging, open, non-monogamous lifestyle, quite often couples on the way out or to an event or to a chit-chat with another couple or a single, quite often have arguments for the silliest things. It could be, where did you leave my pen, or where are the car keys? And then you have these arguments, and then you have to put on your brave face and go out and be a part of the lifestyle, being very happy and sexy. That happened on our last live stream podcast, that I had an argument with myself prior to and didn't get over it. So one could say that I was a bit of a bitch during our last chit chat. I certainly wasn't as jovial and as fun as I normally am.
No, but you know what? Finish.
But it's real life. I just wanted to point out to everybody that's watching this live stream, because we're going to be talking about a particular subject where this does fall into, right before some very sexy time, sometimes you have an argument and then you have to get over it and get on with business. And it's a part of the lifestyle.
You know, guys, we do have a set subject and we're going to talk about it today. But I would just like to mention that we have been in the lifestyle for over 10 years, over a decade, probably a little closer to maybe 11 or so by now. But long story short, it really is a lifestyle. And it's not always all about sex and titillation. It really is about open communication and being strong as a couple together, because you do need that to be able to be in the lifestyle to play with a third, for example, which is the subject tonight that we were given. You need to just make sure that you're strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that you can communicate.
When we first started and we'd go out to meet
wow.
and greets.
Belgium, Netherlands.
Oh, that's amazing.
California.
When we first started in the lifestyle, we'd go out to meet and greets and we would meet people. Everyone would talk about the fact, and actually the podcast that I listened to prior to us joining the lifestyle would always talk about how stronger a lifestyle or swinger couple is than a couple in the general population or a vanilla couple. And I never really understood why. And a vanilla couple can go out, they're going to dinner, they have an argument, they don't talk all the way to the restaurant, have dinner, go home, don't talk for 2 or 3 days. But a lifestyle couple quite often is going out to have sexy time with other people. So by the time you get to the restaurant and then to the playroom, you've got to get over it and you've got to have some fun here. So in the lifestyle, you're really forced to communicate whether you want to or not. I mean, it literally forces you to swallow that big thing down your neck and just go, okay, let's have this discussion, get over it, move on, and have a great time. Where in a vanilla world, you might go an extra 2 or 3 days.
Or actually, I think you sweep, I believe it's very common to sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, in the lifestyle you can't, because there's no way you get an erection in a foursome or threesome if you haven't had that discussion with your wife and your feelings.
Yeah, now we're not generalizing because we really don't know very
no generalization.
Very many vanilla people anymore. But the truth is, in the lifestyle you do, there is something to be said about communication and openness, for sure.
Yeah.
And when you are adding a third, I think that is the most important thing from the very beginning moment that the idea for the next encounter happens is you got to be open.
So Angel Renee, let's tell everyone what the subject matter is for tonight's discussion.
That's why I'm asking you.
You just said it.
I think you said it. It was adding a third.
It's threesomes.
Threesomes.
So tonight's discussion.
Is it the number 3 with the word some after? He tried to text me this cryptically one day and I could think.
So the other day I texted Angel Renee. The number 3 and then SUMS, 3 sons. And she was looking at me like, what is he talking about? She was saying it out loud. Actually, we were in a hotel in Michigan.
No, it's here. I was working.
Oh, you were working here?
I was working and he kept texting it to me.
So then I said, okay, what about 4 SUMS? And she's like, 4 sons? 4 sons?
Oh,
you
thought
that. So then I said, oh my gosh. So then I texted her, what about a 2-sum? And she was like, a 2-sum? A 2-sum? What's a 2-sum? A sum, 2-sum? So I had to tell her, threesomes, 2-sums, 4-sums, groupsums.
Groupsums, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that was so funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, listen, because we're so organic now, if you've been following this for a while, we would like to know if you guys have any tricks or any helpful hints for adding a third to your marriage, your partnership, whatever it is that you have.
Yeah.
Do you have any
chicks and dicks
for success?
Chicks for success or dicks for success?
From the setup to the.
I would love to know. Yes.
Like if someone forgets and they're in a hurry and they need their stock at the house.
No, we're going to talk about that later.
Slowly help them find it very calmly.
So what Angel Renee is asking, if anybody has any tricks up their sleeve that they would like to let everybody know that they use to either have a threesome, prepare for a threesome, during a threesome, or after a threesome.
Yeah, so again, you guys, we absolutely, number one is communication. You got to communicate, right?
I wonder what anybody has to say about that. Somebody tell us one of their deep secrets, that's just their secret, on having during or after a threesome.
Yeah.
I think someone just wrote something.
The ladies are too clever for tricks.
Maybe.
We're the ones that come up with the good tricks, right? We know how to approach you, men. Because usually, we actually, this was a whole other thing, and I won't say too much, but we have a great friend of ours who has noticed as well that the men in open relationships like this, in lifestyle relationships, do tend to have a bit of a contract, if you will, between the husband and wife, where the husband does do a lot of the setup and the legwork. So the wife can just sit back, relax, and enjoy herself.
So let's start on the basic or the beginning of the journey. Are threesomes fun?
Yes.
Are they sexy?
Yes.
Are they titillating?
Yes.
Are they scary and nerving?
Yes.
Are they great fodder afterwards for sexual play between a couple reliving the threesome experience?
What was the word?
Are they fodder?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Are they great things to talk about to keep sexual activity and titillation alive after the event?
Of course.
Okay, I think we have a little note.
Male, female, male seems easy to... Yeah, that is true.
So traditionally...
This is going to be more for you. So they're saying that male, female, male encounters are easy to initiate. Totally agree.
Yeah,
when it's
so,
two women and one man, it's very difficult to initiate, and they're asking, do you have any ideas for that one?
Perseverance. Perseverance and continue pursuing it. Don't give up on
don't
it.
Don't give up.
So you have a male, female, male. A female, male, female, a female, 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 a male, male, male is the threesome circle.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, finish.
And the hardest, obviously, is a female, male, female, because obviously there aren't as many females out there willing to participate in sex with a couple as there are males.
Yes, this is exactly where I'm going. Is it T-shell? I'm not sure if I got that right. T-shell, T-shell. So what Marco said was exactly what I was going to... let me just touch on that too. I actually think for two women and one man, you are you a man or a woman? If you're the man, you should know this. The M... F almost has to be the woman's idea. Sorry.
Not only just the woman's idea, it has to be the woman's organization.
I think she needs going to want some extra involvement. Right. The two males and a female, I'm just saying it's easier for me than the acronym. It's hard for me to pronounce. Women are like me, like a hot wife who's used to a husband coordinating, putting it together, it's almost a little kind of like becomes second nature, and there's a huge trust factor, so there's very little involvement or choices and thought process for the woman. It's a lot more stressful if I think I'm sharing, for me, personally, and I think some women might agree, if I'm sharing Marco with another woman, yeah, it's probably going to need to be my idea.
Yeah, so we've found this a very, very interesting question or interesting subject matter, because we find that a male male female experience is easy peasy, off the hat, really doesn't take any effort at all. A foursome experience, two couples, two men, two women interacting with each other in a very sexy space, is very much easy peasy, don't even need to think about it. But a female female male, even for us having such longevity in the lifestyle, is definitely the hardest scenario to set up.
I think that's why we found so many couples that we've met in the past that have a third, which is another female. They tend to hold on to that relationship, the three of them, until either something goes unfortunately goes wrong, which is life in general, and maybe
yeah,
not
absolutely.
the lifestyle, maybe it is, or until she finds a partner or something happens. Because it is hard to find a random female for
so,
the obvious reason.
So we all know the generality is that we're looking for, if we're doing a male, female, female, or FMF, is that, what's that say? It doesn't matter. Is that it's probably going to be a single female joining the couple,
yeah.
Which is a unicorn. Unicorns, as we all know, are unicorns because they're very hard to find. So unless you're a part of a group sexually or another couple sexually, and you lend out your spouses somewhat after having that initial foursome, the FMF is definitely the hardest one
yeah.
to achieve, even in the hotel takeovers and the swinger events that are done at a big events, because even then they generally have the third rooms are normally men available
right.
to participate with a couple. It's very rare that a third room is going to have females available to participate with a couple, which is actually very a very interesting thought. Wouldn't it be great if there was a third room for...
Never going to happen.
I know.
So yeah. This is what we're going to do, because Levin Metlust, I can see you wrote something long and I'm going to read that, but let me finish with Tyshel. So yes, I can see you are the man that mentioned that. And I just want to comment, your wife must initiate and organize. She's the one you must convince. No. Now,
no,
I hate
convincing.
To say no. I hate to say no, but I have to make sure actually
dead
all
one.
Of it's a no. So let me just help you for a second. She doesn't need to initiate or organize. You both need to discuss together, and you're probably going to still do the organizational part of it, if I may be so bold as to say, it's
yeah.
most likely going to fall on you, but she's going to need to
be
most
part.
Likely be a bigger part of it, knowing that she's, because you're not competing, we all know, but I'm lacking for a better word, she's sharing with her husband, and we love our husbands, especially in the lifestyle. You guys, if you're a successful lifestyle couple, you're probably very strong, and your wife probably adores you and needs you and leans on you and wants you. I mean, it's you're probably in a good situation. No convincing, just discussing, chit-chatting with, maybe bringing it up, telling her you have a fantasy. Start with this. Hey, babe, I have a fantasy. Would you like to hear it? And then just slowly dip your toe and see how that goes. And let us know, because I'll be curious. Mark, can I read a long one here?
Yeah.
Levin Metlust from Belgium. Only experience with MMFs and threesomes with befriended couples I adored. I think they build you up. Sex speaks for itself. It goes natural when everyone feels the same vibe. If you have to force it, then the feeling is wrong. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the same in a threesome, a twosome, a onesome, any kind of some, a group sex. I mean, you have to all have the same vibe and all feel comfortable in each other's space. Otherwise, it's not going to be a good sexual experience.
But you know, can I just say something?
Say something.
So, because this is not factually based, and I'm not like a sexual scientist or anything, but clearly
But you are a sex coach.
Yes. The men crave seeing the sex, I think, more than the women do.
It's very true.
I love sex. Don't get me
it's
wrong.
Very
and
true.
I see it all day long, and I'm
yeah.
okay with it. But you guys, there's something about it. It's like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like,
so,
it's in your blood.
So men generally... This is a generalization, not a fact.
Not everybody.
Generally, men like to see their wives have sex with other men in a threesome so they can do reclamation sex and be the pride of the, you know, pride is of an animal instinct. They can take back the wife afterwards and be in control and be the best and be the most needed after that sexual experience and enjoy the sex. Women or girls in a threesome, I don't think have that same instinct.
So, okay.
But you can talk to that. I might be wrong.
No, it also just occurred to me something else, you guys. A lot of people in the lifestyle, there are a lot of women that are bisexual, that like women and really crave that sexual attention from a woman, those wives are the ones that I'm sure do initiate or tell their husbands and say, I'd really like to be with a woman. It's my fantasy. It's my, like, a need. I have a need. A lot of women do need that in the lifestyle. If your wife is not like that, then you need you guys to just sit down and chit-chat about it, right?
Yeah, I would say it's very interesting that you said that, because most of the female, male, female invitations that we've had on SDC have been where the women have wanted to have sex with you, and I'm just going to be there as a participant in the FMF. Not that I'm the role play or the lead and you are just a spouse. It's nearly, I would say, almost 100% being they want to play with you and I'm there, so I get to have sex too.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. That's the most common denomination, or the most common thing that I personally found in a FMF.
Correct. You know, Marco,
yes,
tonight's a little different for us. We're having an interesting time reflecting with you guys on a lot of things in the lifestyle, outside of the lifestyle. And, you know, there's so many things we could say, but the truth is, you know, a lot of the women do want to have sex with another woman. Totally, yes. A lot of women just want to play. They want to play and touch and stroke and kiss and just be open and free to do all of that. So I just wanted to mention, yes, sometimes it's about sex. Sometimes it's about just feeling good and being sexy and even see what happens with the three of you. And, you know, it's all good, whether it's
agreed.
Yeah, whether it's sex, whether it's sexual titillation, whether whatever it is, it all comes down to communication, right? Stroking and watching your lovemaking video on your profile.
So if anybody's been to our profile, we have a lot of sex videos.
I know.
Profile.
More.
So you're quite welcome to go and have a look. And I think on our private profile, Marco Renee, we have a couple of hundred naughty videos.
And they're all from the last couple of years.
Few years. And we used to do a lot last year. We've also produced several porn movies with myself and Angel Renee.
We have, actually. The massage one, the mechanic one, the
Hot Wife Hotel. So please go to our private profile, Marco Renee, and check them out and friend us. And or on this side, go and check out some of our naughty videos. We'd love for you to watch them. It's only Renee and I, there's no thirds in any of them because it's our sites. But the whole threesome thing is, it's normally one of those initial segues into the lifestyle where a husband will say to the wife, I'd really like to have a threesome. And because the husband wants to get into the lifestyle, he's probably going to say, let's bring a guy in because it's going to be really simple. And it's a great segue. I think that's the most common initiation into threesomes.
Well, and a lot of you men really do practice that compersion where you want to see your wife getting pleasure and you want to see her happy.
Yeah, totally, totally. I've been there for years. Now I definitely just want a double blowjob real quick. Like very, very soon, I would love to have two beautiful women sucking on my business.
We'll discuss that later.
And then I will make them feel so good afterwards and kiss them and stroke them and probably even braid their hair if they need me to, just to make them feel good afterwards.
Are you putting out a commercial?
I was putting out a little commercial there, everybody. Please send us your emails and I will braid and stroke your hair, believe me.
So someone's saying... good evening from Italy. Wow, we have a lot of fabulous places.
Ciao.
It's just beautiful to see a woman enjoying the moment, especially in threesomes, and men love that. Yeah, I think so. Don't you think?
I think it's very interesting because the denomination in the lifestyle is really male, female, male, or female, male, female, which is really female, female, male. In reality, because the females are probably going to play more than the male is, the male just gets the benefit at the end of being with two beautiful women that are playing together. And it's almost like, you're here. So one would say in all of those examples that the female is definitely getting the benefit from the threesome experience. Now, if anybody else has a counter to that and would like to say that I'm completely off base, I would love to know.
No, I don't think you're off base. I don't think you're off base at all.
Yeah.
And I might have been blushing, but I'm not sure what I was blushing from. But thank you for letting everyone know about our Marco and Renee profile.
It's not Marco and Renee. It's Marco Renee. MarcoRanee.
See, here's an example. Women, the ladies, usually do not go on here. I don't even know our screen name.
It's our screen name.
Yeah, I don't even know it. I mean, I do know. It's Marco. Forget it. I really am not going to remember that. But listen, does anybody...
just so you know, if anybody's out there just listening to us on iTunes or watching this on YouTube, you can just go to miamiswings.com, go to the SDC link, press on the SDC link, and you get 3 months free on SDC to just experience
yes.
it. And then you can friend us and check us out right there and chit-chat to us right directly through SDC, which is always fun. Just go to miamiswings.com, hit the SDC link, and you'll be able to get onto SDC and actually chit-chat to us and watch many of our videos. Because many people that are watching this particular show tonight are going to be watching this through YouTube around the world or listening to it on perhaps iHeartRadio, whatever it is, or... Stitcher or iTunes, etc.
I think we're even still on a couple of radio stations.
And we're on a couple of American radio stations here as well. Yes, I can't remember what they were. But yes, anyway, let's. Does anybody have any particular questions that they would like us to push through and answer?
Yeah, because you know, we're here for you, doing this for you, and to get to know you better and to get your input as well. Love watching you play. Will you post any additional videos?
We probably will post more additional videos. We have a whole bunch that we haven't put up. Actually, we have thousands. So we would love to put more up. It's just really time and
you're
energy.
You're on many vids under your link, too. I don't know if we were supposed to talk about that.
Not really.
Okay.
Anyway, if you...
you can always email Marco.
Yeah, just email Marco. We're actually on several sites where we have our pornography for sale, and you're quite welcome to buy it and enjoy it and...
It's just the two of us because I won't let Daddy deal with anybody else.
It's just the two of us because Daddy has to be monogamous.
Well, it's filmed
when
it's on film for life. So
yeah,
you know, a lot of our friends
so we actually
are on film with other people and it's fine. But
it's fine. So we made a choice many years ago that all of the public pornography that we put out there for sale or for fun is just going to be us together and not third or fourths or fifths involved in it or different people, so that we can be proud of what we put out and not have to think, oh my god, that was a great experience, but now in hindsight I wish I hadn't had sex with that person or played with that person.
Ooh, you're gonna like the next question.
So we have a question coming from what country?
Well, we have two, so I'm gonna read it in order, but you're gonna like the last one. You're a sexy couple. We're newbies. We find it difficult to go and find the right partner. Okay, so there's three questions. Any advice? So you're newbies.
Okay, so let's just dissect that. Just go through the question again. This is a newbie question, which is the most important one, because this is your lead-in and your journey into the lifestyle.
Yes. They find it difficult to find the right partners. Any advice?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I've got some advice. If you're here in the – actually, not just here in the U.S., anywhere in the world, go to a meet and greet. Go on SDC. On the left-hand side, you'll see a panel. It'll have parties and events. Find the nearest one. Book a hotel. Go to it. You don't even need to talk to anybody. Someone will come and say hello to you because everybody's very lovely. Oh, I'm going to have to go.
You can turn it on.
I'll
keep talking. But I totally agree with Marco. So go to the events section on SDC. He can help you with that if you need.
Yeah, I'm going to do that again in just a second.
We like to start local or even an hour away, 2 hours away. We used to do this all the time. Where Marco would find a little house party or perhaps an event at a bar, and we would go get a hotel for the night and make it just about us.
So your first experience needs to be comfortable. The only way you're going to get comfortable is by going to meet and greets out in the public where you can run away if you want to and you're feeling shy or insecure, and you're not in a position of not being able to exit the event. It might take three or four events that you go to public meet and greets before you feel comfortable enough to talk to someone, and that's perfectly reasonable. If you follow that simple, simple plan by going to SDC meet and greets, you'll then find that someone's going to invite you to a hotel takeover or to a more private house party. And at that event, you'll see people having sex with each other or being more open sexually with each other and others. And then you'll have a better understanding of whether it's something you're willing to participate in. And you'll find that level of insecurity, that level of fear, and that level of nervousness each time that you do one will slightly dissipate. It's a bit like riding a bike. The more you ride the bike, the easier the bike becomes to ride.
Yeah.
It does, for a lot of people, one event they're in like Flynn and they're loving it. For a lot of people, it takes a year or two. Just so you know, and I just want to add this.
Yeah.
Angel Renee and I went to events for years. That's not days, weeks, months. It was years before we decided to participate in sexual activities with other people. So it doesn't have to be a fast road. It can be a slow road. Slow road to heaven. Anyway, at meet and greets, go to the SDC panel on the side. It says parties and events. Go to the nearest one, even if it's 2 or 3 hours away, get a hotel. Just stand and observe and be a part of the environment, and you'll find it's much easier than one anticipated it would be.
Yeah, and does that here's answer the a question? Little tip. I don't know, but here's a little tip.
I've answered the question.
We found this really helpful. Maybe make yourselves a little couple's business card that could have your photo on it or not. It doesn't have to, but has your screen name.
We did that. Yeah. On cruises.
So if you do find a couple that you like, many times we find that that particular night or moment may not have worked, or maybe you, if you're new, it might have gone a little slower. They might have been new too. But this way you can connect with them and say, hey, listen, we're only like an hour or so apart. If you guys ever want to meet for a drink, midway in the middle.
I kind of miss that. And when you do meet someone, don't go all in. Literally go out for a drink, go to a comedy club, go to a restaurant and have hors d'oeuvres. And just go slow.
And we're finding so many people in the lifestyle aren't really in the lifestyle just to go out and F-U-K. They're in the lifestyle to meet open-minded, loving couples and
yes.
other people. And then if it turns into that, great.
Yes.
If it doesn't, you've met... Listen, the friends we made in the lifestyle are still our friends.
Yeah, sex, sex quite often in the swinger and non-monogamous environment is a small part of this lifestyle. It's a great part, and it's a part we all want to taste and try every now and again, but it's a small part of what everybody's doing. So just go slow and you will get there. Don't race, don't expect anything quickly. Just go slow like you would in life. Anyway, next one.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, we hope that helps you.
Yeah, we hope that helps. If it didn't, I do apologize.
But going to Vegas, more and more females are using this site as hookup for cash. What are your thoughts? We don't really have thoughts on that.
Yeah, actually, so we've never experienced anybody using these sites for cash, so we have no reference to it.
Yeah, no. So someone else does have a question. This one's definitely for you. Okay, well, it's for both of us, but it's
for
you.
It says, if I can't breathe, it's because I took a Viagra before we got online.
This goes with, he didn't even read it yet. Is it possible to play in the lifestyle if your husband has a low sex drive?
Yeah, so this is super, super great for me. So ever since I turned 50, my sex drive started to...
Well, you still have the sex drive in your head, right?
No, for a while I didn't.
Oh.
So ever since I turned 50, my sex drive did start to dissipate. And my ability to have erections dissipated as well. When you get in your 50s, your metabolism slows up. So you gain a few pounds. Instead of being 186, I'm 213 or 216. So that means my blood pressure is a little higher. High blood pressure does two things. It makes you lethargic, the inability to get an erection, not feel very good about yourself, and also it dissipates your sex drive because of those three phenomena. So consequently, we then go on to ED pills. As slightly older men, because we want to compensate. So now you have a slightly high blood pressure, a little overweight, the sex drive is diminished, not feeling so good about yourself. Now you're a bright red tomato because you just took a tablet that's going to make you bright red. So it's just a It's just adding fuel to a fire that's already burning. Now, I will say that all of that being said, which sounded terrible, but it's kind of true, and I never knew it existed until I got into my 50s. Healthy living and a better lifestyle is obviously a great substitute, but finding the right ED course, erectile dysfunction formula that works for you long-term and short-term is definitely a great thing to know. And I've been working on that for years, and now I think I have it. The lack of sex drive happens when you get a little older because you gain a little weight, lose a little hair. Now I wanted you to reflect on the same question from a female's point of view.
Well, because my question is this.
No, it's an answer, not a question.
Are you asking is it possible to claim the lifestyle if your husband has a low sex drive?
That's a whole different question.
Has he always had a low sex drive, or is he... or is he older and suffering with the very common, and honestly, I think all the men in the lifestyle, you know, we're getting a little older, you guys, we're not super
so
young.
This is where compersion comes in. You know, it's harder for a guy to get an erection than it is for a woman to use some lube and have a penis put inside her to get the party started. So I think if you're with a spouse that you love and adore and love to see get pleasure, for me in particular, and I can only speak to myself, if my sex drive, if we've made a play date, my sex drive is not up there at a 10 or 11, it's kind of low, and my ability to be really, really firm in an erection is a little kind of midway, I get just as much pleasure from watching Angel Renee have sex and get pleasure, that then we can recreate that afterwards and talk about it, and we can still play for 3 or 4 days afterwards on that memory. So fortunately for me, I'm confident enough and comfortable enough during a sexual encounter that I don't have to be a participant because of my sex drive, and I can still get just as much out of it. And I think that's just a level of maturity and comfort in our relationship and in life that I'm able to do that. I don't think a lot of men can. I think a lot of younger men in particular probably wouldn't be able to go that route and use compersion as a way of sexual gratification. It's just that perhaps I've learned to do that. What do you think about that?
I think we've always said this. We've been saying this for a long time now. It's a lifestyle. It's a whole lifestyle. It's not, it's not a quick race or a quick dip your toe in. And there's so many new people coming into the lifestyle that it's going to take them a lot of time to learn, I think, what we've learned. Because we're not actually experts, but we've been doing this for so long that we found it's not always about the sex. And if you can this is such a simple word, I know. Communicate. So now I know, okay, if this is the situation, I'm very sensitive to it. And you physically, you try to find some ways to enhance it. And then emotionally, you find ways to enhance it.
Yeah.
For example, like if we decide to have a threesome, we discuss in advance, you know, you might play, you might not. Either one is okay.
What did you say to me the other day? So the other day, Angel Renee asked for a threesome in the next week or so. And she said to me, hey, listen, if you're unable to play, just sit back on the couch and just enjoy. Just really enjoy us playing, and then we'll talk about it afterwards and we can relive it. And it's very comfortable for me to know that I don't need to be the performer. I literally can sit back, do a little directing, tell them what to do and what not to do. So I don't have to be physically erect in the play. I can actually get just as much enjoyment of controlling the play or watching the play from afar and being involved in different ways. So, and that comes with maturity and age as well. You don't need to be penis in vagina to be a participant. There are lots of ways to participate in sexual activity. Licking, stroking, sucking, making someone feel good, allowing, taking somebody's cock and putting it into her vagina. There's lots of ways that you can have fun in a threesome. It doesn't have to be just penis and vagina, hardcore man-girl sex.
Yeah, so definitely communicate with your partner. Definitely communicate with whoever the third is going to be. And then if that is your, if everyone is okay with the plan, which is he might participate, he might not, and everybody goes over their rules and consent, everything is doable.
I would agree. What are they saying?
Okay, guy, as a pharmacist, lucky for you, I'm right here.
Okay, he's offering ED.
Got great ED help. Can I do your way? Oh, I see. Someone's asking if you use the blue pill, how safe do you think it is? I'm not sure we should go into safety of the blue pill because we're not, you know, doctors and all that. You need to check with your doctor and stuff. You know, I don't know about your blood pressure or whatever, but you found the blue pill to be helpful.
Yeah, so ironically, the blue pill on its own, I didn't find very helpful. Cialis on its own, I didn't find very helpful. Although, you know, Cialis, you take in the morning, it's good for the day. And you can take it every day just so you're prepared. And then you can supplement that, obviously, with other things. So I find that Cialis in the morning and a blue pill prior to sexual activity works for me. But that's because I I'm a little overweight, have high blood pressure. And if I probably lost 20 pounds, I probably wouldn't need so much ED stimulation. But, you know, in my age bracket, it's pretty tough. And I can continuously try with my diet and workout to keep that blood pressure down. But most of mine's down to blood pressure, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I think, listen, Marco, we've been doing this now for a long time. And the couples that we meet, a lot of you men are in the same boat.
Yeah. So whenever you go to a swingers party and you hear all of the guys are a little nasally, that means that we're all on ED.
Yeah.
And if we're all a little red in the cheek or red in the chest, it means we took one just before we came out.
Yeah, it's true. And I think...
And there's nothing wrong with that. It's completely normal. And, you know, people in the lifestyle tend to be in their 30s to 50s or 30s to 60s. And that's that bracket where we're busy, life is busy, and sometimes a little support is always needed.
You know, we're going to be wrapping it up here soon, and this is one's kind of a special one for us. So I would like to say one last thing before we do all of our disclaimers. You know, because we are getting older and we have been in the lifestyle for a long time, I know that there's so many new people joining the lifestyle, and there are, we've witnessed a lot of the younger ones are out doing a lot of sex. A lot of older people like us still want to do private things, say in their home or a hotel. It's a little more calm and a little less
not as chaotic,
but it's whatever works for you. And
I agree the
lifestyle isn't 100% about sex. Obviously the goal is to be sexy and hopefully find some partners, but either way, as long as everyone they just drip everywhere.
Oh, that's okay.
It's dripping everywhere. Naughty girl,
you're absolutely right. Angel Renee, that it's different for everybody.
It is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Do we need to talk about Candy Vegas? Or are we supposed
we're going to. So I just wanted to show everybody this beautiful flower that has been surviving. We've actually been off traveling for a week since Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, we got remarried to each other for the 11th time in 15 years. So we get married every Valentine's to each other to renew our vows. And and that was the flower that I got for her. Yellow is my favorite color, and we got a yellow flower. I should have got
pink
flower.
We always get
a yellow flower.
Yeah.
So I would like to tell everybody that if you can renew your vows to each other every Valentine's Day, I guarantee it will make your swinging lifestyle much, much smoother. We actually find it's a great way to just reset and say sorry for the past if anything happened, and wish each other a good future. It's normally me that's screwed up.
I couldn't help it.
It's very rarely Angel Renee. We just want to talk about a couple of things real quick before we sign off here, especially if people are in the lifestyle and they want to go to a soft, organic, high-end lifestyle experience that's not going to be high pressure, and they're going to get a five-star experience. It's called Candy Vegas. You probably got it in your email already. If not, just look for House of Candy on SDC. They do a Vegas 3-night, 5-star, women-centric lifestyle experience. We would urge you to go. Just email us for the promo code, and you will be able to book it, and we can send you the link to their website. Great lifestyle event that you guys can go to. Also, if anybody likes to receive things in the mail, sexboxsubscription.com is a great sex box that you can get delivered here in America straight to your front door. It's a monthly sex box subscription full of dildos, strap-ons, condoms, games, lots and lots of lingerie, lots of fun things that you guys can have fun with.
It's so fun.
It's $69.99, and it's definitely a $300 to $400 box. And also, if you like to go to nude resorts, make sure you check out South Beach Self Tan, a self tanning company. They'll ship a box to you to your house, and you can self tan yourself before you go to all of these beautiful nude resorts, so you don't look pearly white when you get there, which is always everybody's fear. Other than that, those are the people that we really care about and that are a part of our show. So we want to just give a shout out to those people. And alternatively, remember that threesomes are meant to be fun. They're meant to be enjoyable, and they're meant to give couples an experience to go home with that they can then replay and have a better couples experience with afterwards.
Yeah.
We found that after a threesome experience, we generally have sex 2 to 3 times a day for at least 5 or 7 days preceding the experience. For us, that's the titillation part. That's the fun part. The threesome experience is obviously fun, but the aftermath of the threesome experience is definitely where we benefit. That's definitely where we get to talk about the experience, remember the experience, get turned on by the experience, laugh, joke, and get nervous about the experience as we're replaying it to each other. But we definitely have sex 2 to 3 times a day for at least 5 to 7 days afterwards because it's that great.
Yeah, they do. Threesomes do bring us closer.
They really, really do. Yeah. And if you can open yourself up to that kind of experience, you'll find your communication skills will increase dramatically between you and your spouse, which is one of the most one of the greatest things about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
That your communication skills go from a 2 in the vanilla world to an 11 in the active sexual participation swinging environment.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Actually, I would like to kind of end it there because I think you ended it on a really positive note.
That's great.
I
so
to even add more to it, I think that was
okay. So do the sign out. Let people know how they can contact us and where they can find us.
Well, you can find us on Instagram, Miami Swings Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Miami Swings. On iTunes, iHeartRadio, Miami Swings. You can go to miamiswings.com.
Just put Miami Swings in Google, and many, many pages will come up. The most important one is miamiswings.com, because there you can message us. And just so you know, I have a plethora of messages from people around the world that we just have not had time to respond to. I'm actually going to do a full podcast. It's going to be on YouTube and on iTunes, just responding to all of these amazing people from around the world that have contacted us to share their stories and to ask questions. So I'm going to do that real soon.
Yes. Thank you, everybody that joined us. We really appreciate it. And if you ever see us out in an event, please just come and say hi. Okay. We enjoy meeting new people.
Yeah. And we love kissing.
We do love kissing, actually. We do.
So we're gonna sign off for now. Do have a fabulous evening, and thank you for joining us. Make sure you friend us and check us out on our personal profile, Marco Renee, MARCRANEE. And we can say hi to you there as well. Ciao for now.
Bye.
Go turn it off, baby.
You
gotta turn it off. You know how to do it. Oh, here she goes, just walking down the street, turning off that camera like you would never believe.
Is there anything I'm going to do that's going to ruin it?
Everything is good, baby. Perfect. You want to come turn this one off?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to turn this one off?
Again,
there's a lot of people still there.
No.
Are we still at 31 couples?
Now we can have some fun for a second and just see what people are saying.
See what people were saying.
We've been kind of busy for a few minutes.
Oh, Secrets in Caliente. Mm. That's from Perlip Fun.
Oh, where did I see that?
Why not fun? We love Secrets and Caliente. We had our first orgy at Caliente. No, at Secrets. We had our first foursome at Caliente, our first orgy at Secrets. How about that?
We had our first threesome in Caliente?
No, our first foursome at Caliente.
Well, technically,
that
we
was
had
a Californian
foursome
couple
at the Ritz-Carlton.
Oh, our first foursome was actually at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando at the hot tub. Pre-swinging, that just happened to be a naughty hookup with another very pretty couple. They were so naughty.
At the Ritz.
Our first foursome was at the Ritz in the hot tub. Oh, what
actually, I don't know. How did we not get kicked out of the hot tub? We were naked.
We were naked in the hot tub.
How did we get away with all that?
I think it's because they were scared of you getting out the hot tub and storming off.
No, nobody.
Well played, you two.
Yeah, no.
I really don't get to see any of this stuff because my eyes can't see the computer. Show
it was the bubble. And the alcohol.
No one asked to see your tits today.
No, I know. Everyone was really respectful today. That's why I wore a dress that covered them most of the way.
Well, lucky you.
I'm just kidding. Okay, well.
Who's that on the end?
With the experience you have, how often do you guys play with others? Oh, well, when's the last time we played with someone? Well,
it was Naughty in New Orleans. So, ironically, we've been out. This is actually very interesting.
Well,
this
once Naughty. I can't totally remember. Can we go pour you some wine?
I can't remember. What's very interesting is
someone finally thought, can we see your tits?
Thank you. Ha, ha, ha. So we've actually been out on lots of couples dates to see whether we like the couples that we're local to, to see whether there's any interaction or any potential interaction going to happen. We have been out with one couple, and I've asked them for a date. Or that we met at a party, because we would like to have sex with them recently, but we haven't been able to coordinate a date just yet. But, you know, when we're at home, when we're at events, it's much easier. When we're here at home, we tend to go out to dinner or drinks or hors d'oeuvres or the comedy club to see whether they are a candidate or a couple that we would like to go to bed with. And then we ask for a second or third date.
Yeah.
My wife is so attractive. When is your next event going to be?
You know, I don't know. When is our next event going to be?
We don't know. But we will keep you all posted, and we definitely need to get back on to adding more content to our pages, especially the Miami Swings and our personal page. That's to be determined.
Yeah, you know, life is just so busy, and we would like to be playing more too.
I'm from the Netherlands, and I like the style of you as a couple. I think what he's saying is that I'm incredibly handsome, and he would like his wife to come and have sex with me. Did I read that right?
No.
Did I read that right?
1,000%.
Is that what you said?
And this is...
Yes, he said yes. That's exactly what he meant.
No, that's a different person.
Oh, it is?
No, it's the same one. See, I miss the fun. I miss the
you guys. You guys make an amazing couple. You know, you're absolutely right. And now we've been together for a long time. I would say we make an amazing couple until I screw it up and she throws stuff at me. Then it's not so good. If you watch the last show, we actually just had an argument right before, and I had to put a brave face on. So did Angel Renee. She did a better job than me. I was a little bitch. But my girlfriend don't like to be seen on the internet. That's okay. We can just see her in the bedroom or in a hotel room. She doesn't have to be on the internet.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
That means that he has a profile that doesn't have his girlfriend on it, but he's saying he has a girlfriend, which is 9 in 10 people.
What you need to do is have her. Okay, some photographs where you completely taken out, maybe put something over her face. But
yeah, absolutely.
You gotta chat with her about absolutely. That for sure.
Hearts and kisses to you too. Rub these sexy. Oh, you can see me rubbing your feet. Rub these sexy feet from the Hollywood couple. If that's Hollywood, Florida, we used to live there, so you might
is
even
Hollywood,
know.
Hollywood, California, or
is
Hollywood,
it Hollywood, Florida, or Hollywood, California? Because we used to live in Hollywood, Florida.
It's Hollywood, Florida. I'm
Florida.
Like
you know, we used to live right next to Trump Tower on the beach.
Yeah, between the Tide and Trump.
Yeah, between Tide and Trump Tower.
The residences.
The residences in Trump Tower.
Trump Tower.
I don't know if that's anywhere near you guys, Hollywood couple.
Well, Hollywood's not that big.
Hollywood's pretty small. You probably saw our billboards. We used to have billboards up and down South Ocean.
Oh, this guy's in
Orlando. He's in
Orlando. Oh, they're Audis.
I can always come to you. What makes you think we want you, you silly bugger? Honestly.
Well, you might need to make a profile.
You might need to say, hi, hello, my name's Bill, before you say, I can come to you. So what's this Hollywood couple?
Oh, goodness.
We are east. Yeah, oh, you're out.
Towards the water. Towards the water.
Oh, yeah, we were on the ocean front for many years.
We miss it.
And we miss it terribly. We do. We actually could walk down to the Broadwalk from our home.
Which was once or twice a week.
Yeah. At least a couple of times a week, we'd walk down to the Broadwalk and take an evening walk or an early morning walk.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many years ago.
Oh, all right,
you know, it's funny. The most common email I get from guys is, hi, I live in so-and-so, and I'm available. I mean, I think they have so much.
I think they're just letting you know, just in case, because they might get lucky. Say they do that to 20, 25 men.
But as a guy, I find that so arrogant.
Oh, I don't know.
Hi, I'm so pretty, and my dick is so fabulous that you need to come and watch it. Like, really? She's hungry for you, Marco. I know she's gonna eat me all up when we turn the TV thing off.
Yeah, I think.
And then she'll slap me around a little bit.
Wow, slap all over my face a couple of times.
You
like daddy.
You could teabag me.
Ew, I don't like it.
A little bit of teabagging is what we need at the end of a show.
Oh,
isn't it funny? We have more people on now than we had earlier.
But we did our job. Now we can play for 5 minutes.
Now we can play.
And then I'm going
to... So the question is, who wants to see her tits? Well, of course you do. And unfortunately, I'm going to see them as soon as I turn the TV on.
Oh, you poor thing. You probably don't even notice them anymore. You're probably like, walking past.
All right, guys, we're going to sign out. It was so much fun. Please make sure that you friend us, go to our website, say hello to us, and send us a message. I want to see all. Of course you do, darling. I want to see all, too. Bye for now. Believe that we've just received our very first sex box subscription at Cratejoy, and it's super exciting to do the unboxing with you guys today. So we actually Angel Renee just picked it up from the front porch, and here it is. It's heavy. It's in a very, very lovely box. What do you think of the box?
I wanted to feel the weight of it.
Feel the weight of it. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is heavy.
There's a lot of stuff inside, I'm sure. So this, I think, is box number one that everybody will receive when they subscribe to Sexbox subscription. So let's start the unboxing, my darling, and let's see how it goes. So on the front it says, thank you for your order. Yeah. Very unassuming,
yeah.
Nice and easy to receive on the front porch.
Yeah,
didn't look like a sex box.
Right, but it has a little sexiness.
I love the flowers. It's like, is that roses or fire or something?
No, it's like red smoke.
It's like red lava smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a little look.
Can we open?
Oh my gosh, so here we are. Let's show everybody. So we're unboxing, first time, sex box subscription written on the inside. It has a little card here that says truth or dare. Do you want to pick it up?
Sure.
What does it say?
So you have to pick truth or dare.
Okay. Oh gosh. Dare.
Dare. Strip down to your birthday suit and quickly run in front of the window.
Oh, okay, that's easy. What was the truth?
If you had to describe your lover's butt to someone, how would you describe it?
Oh, like a rose. Okay, so you can go next. So here we are, unboxing. Open this puppy up and let's see what's inside.
I like how clean it is.
Very, very clean. Yeah, it's super.